Cress by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Her satellite made one full orbit around planet Earth every 16 hours. It was a prison that came with an endlessly breathtaking view, vast blue oceans and swirling clouds and sunrises that set half the world on fire. When she was first imprisoned, she had loved nothing more than to stack her pillows on top of the desk that was built into the walls and drape her bed linens over the screens, making a small alcove for herself. She would pretend that she was not on a satellite at all, but in a pod ship en route to the Blue Planet. Soon, she would land and step out onto real dirt, feel real sunshine, smell real oxygen. She would stare at the continents for hours and hours, imagining what that must be like. Her view of Luna, however, was always to be avoided. Some days, her satellite passed so close that the moon took up the entire view, and she could make out the enormous glinting domes on its surface and the sparkling cities where the Lunars lived. Where she, too, had lived. Years ago, before she'd been banished. As a child, Cress had hidden from the moon during those achingly long hours. Sometimes, she would escape to the small washroom and distract herself by twisting elaborate braids into her hair. Or, she would scramble beneath her desk and sing lullabies until she fell asleep. Or she would dream up a mother and a father and imagine how they would play make-believe with her and read her adventure stories and brush her hair lovingly off her brow. Until finally, the moon would sink again behind the protective Earth, and she was safe. Even now, Cress used those hours to crawl beneath her bed and nap or read or write songs in her head or work out complicated coding. She still did not like to look at the cities of Luna. She harbored a secret paranoia that if she could see the Lunars, surely they could look up beyond their artificial skies and see her. For more than 7 years, this had been her nightmare. But now, the silver horizon of Luna was creeping into the corner of her window, and Cress paid no attention. This time, her wall of invisiscreens was showing her a brand new nightmare. Brutal words were splattered across the news feeds, photos and videos blurring in her vision as she scrolled from one feed to the next. She couldn't read fast enough. 14 cities attacked worldwide. 2-hour murder spree results in 16,000 earthen deaths. Largest massacre in third era.